Yes, indeed. We talked to the man who's been covering the team forever, almost literally. Adam Teicher joins us here in the program. He's on our Sprint guest line, as a matter of fact. He is brought to you by our friends at Xfinity. Adam, how are you, sir?
Good, friend. How are you doing today?
Very good, very good. I describe this game as disappointing because we're all excited. We wanted to see something big out of Patrick Mahomes. I want to see a toughness out of the defense. I don't think we saw either. It's disappointing, but it's just the first preseason game. It's not the end of the world. But there's no way to describe it any other way but disappointing, is there?
No, you certainly wanted to see more from the Chiefs on both sides of the ball, really. But, you know, again, small sample size. And, you know, they're certainly, you know, do more schematically as we go along, and particularly when the regular season starts. You know, to me, I still think the Chiefs will be fine offensively. I don't think there's really anything to worry about there. Defensively, that was the more concerning side of the ball to me because we're seeing a lot of the same results that we saw last year. And again, it is a small sample size for the starters. And you know, you knew there were a bunch of guys, you know, both inside linebackers, Eric Berry, you know, there were a bunch of guys who weren't playing, Dan Sorensen. So there were a bunch of guys who weren't playing last night, but still the results looked a lot like last season to me. And, you know, that's the thing obviously that has to change.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the toughness was the word that they kept using as far as why they were drafting all the guys they were drafting. I mean, and I think that's what's disappointing is you set an expectation that it's going to be a tougher defense. We all think in terms of, you know, okay, so this is going to look a lot more like the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it didn't look like that. And I'm fine with schematically that they dropped everybody, let them have everything underneath, and then rally to the ball. I'm fine with that, but rally to the ball and wreck a guy. You know, I mean, not blow somebody up at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage. And we just didn't see that.
Yeah, and you're right. But, you know, the guy who looked to me like one of the nastiest of the Chiefs defensively last night was one of the new guys, Xavier Williams. And, you know, you think of some of the other nasty guys that the Chiefs have brought in to sort of change this attitude. Well, two of them didn't play last night, Anthony Hitchens and Reggie Ragland. So, you know, hey, we're not seeing the Chiefs at their best defensively, that's for sure. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, it would have been, hey, they're still playing with 11 guys, and it would have been nicer to see some guys you know, play a little, maybe more with an attitude that the Chiefs have talked so much about.
Does that mean, you know, that toughness isn't a mindset? It's just talent? I mean, in that end, because that's what I wanted. I wanted to see. Listen, the Steelers play to the edge of dirty, okay, right to the edge of it, and maybe just across the line. I think they hit a little bit late. I think they drive guys into the ground after the whistle is blown. You know, finishing off the tackle, even though the whistle's blown, they could let go. They don't. They go ahead and drive the guy on into the ground. And I don't like that, right? And I know we're trying to have a safer football game, but they play defense. They were a top five defense last year. And I think that's kind of the mindset. I mean, is that what it takes to be really physical, is that you're going to play to the quote unquote echo of the whistle, I think is how Jerry Glanville used to put it.
Yeah. And I don't think you can, that's not something you can really teach a guy to do. I don't think, I mean, certainly you can point people in the right direction, but either you have that in you, I think, or you don't. Either you'll do it all the time or you won't. So, you know, I think that's what the Chiefs are talking about when they're bringing in some of these guys, and is that, you know, hey, we want guys who have that in them rather than we have to tell them to do it and coach them to do it and remind them to do it. I think that's what they're talking about here. So, you know, hey, it's very early, but you're right. We didn't see a whole lot of that last night.
Did you see anything out of Breland Speaks, D4, Tano Passanio, that got you excited for a guy to be playing opposite Justin Houston?
No, not a whole lot. You know, Tano I thought was okay. I mean, he probably was the most productive of that bunch, you know, again, playing against backups, though. So you have to keep that in mind. But not a whole lot. And, you know, I don't think the Chiefs did a whole lot to try to create pressure. But, you know, hey, sometimes it's okay to just beat the guy in front of you and make a play that way rather than doing it with numbers. So, you know, it's one of those deals. I mean, that's one of those things that I said looked a little bit like last year, is that not a whole lot of pressure on the quarterback. And to let Brandon Weeden pick you apart, you know, was a real crime. And David Amerson, not a good night for him. You know, one of those penalties was on a third down. And, you know, hey, that's another thing that reminded me of last year. Just couldn't get off the field on third down. They got the stop. But then he's got the holding penalty, and the drive continues, and Houston goes on to score a touchdown. So, you know, that's one of the things that makes me say, hey, I feel like it's 2017 defensively again.
Any of the draft picks stand out to you?
You know, yeah, I thought Smith was okay. I mean, he gave up some plays, but you know what? I thought he was willing to you know, challenge some guys. So I thought Smith was okay. I mean, you know, he needs to get better. As far as any of the draft picks, you know, not, you know, O'Daniel didn't play. You know, he's one of the guys that I kind of wanted to see where he fits in with this toughness theme that the Chiefs are talking about, and he didn't play because of his hand injury. So you know, that's a guy that I want to see get out there and see what he can do. But the draft picks, no one really stood out to me last night.
Why are the Chiefs again already banged up?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, part of it is they're being cautious. You know, with some of these guys like Hitchens and Raglan and Eric Berry, hey, if the season were going, I think you'd see those guys playing. I really do, and I was surprised to see Sammy Watkins out there last night. I thought that. You know, they would give him the night off after missing a couple practices. So, you know, some of it is just being cautious. But I don't think that what the Chiefs have going is any more or less than what any other team has going right now as far as injuries. I mean, I think this is what you get a little bit at this time of year. But, you know, again, I think in some of these cases they're being cautious or maybe even overly cautious.
All right, let's talk about Patrick Mahomes. What did you see in Patrick Mahomes' game?
You know, the overthrow with Kelce was, you know, that's something, you know, spraying the ball around a little bit. And otherwise, I mean, I thought he was fine. I don't know, you know, that sack that he took. He probably could have gotten rid of the ball. It looked like there was just a split second there, but he really wasn't in position to do that. He was kind of turned the wrong way. So I don't know. I don't know if I put that on him or not, but hey, it was a decent start. You know, it was nothing great, nothing spectacular for sure. But, you know, if the way Andy Reid talked about that play, and if Demetrius Harris had taken care of business, I think we might be having a different discussion about him today, about Mahomes today, because, you know, you're right. There was nothing spectacular out of him.
Did anybody make any moves as far as the tight end behind Travis Kelce?
Certainly not Tim Wright. You know, he moved down the depth chart. You know, I know Andy Reid was really disappointed that Alex Ellis didn't catch that ball right at the end there that could have won him the game or at least got him a 2-point try. You know, Jason Morrow maybe did more to help himself among those guys. He's another guy that I kind of want to see a little more to see maybe he can't be that second receiving tight end. So I don't think it was a great night for that group at all because you know, Demetrius Harris with the block and certainly Tim Wright with the drop passes and the penalty, too.
What about the offensive line? What was your thoughts on what we saw out of the starting unit?
Not great. I mean, you don't want to see Pat Mahomes taking a hit on the first play of the game, and although he was able to bounce right up. And, you know, Andy Reid put the sack on Demetrius Harris, which looked like the logical place after watching it to me. So I thought they were okay. I mean, you know, another group that has to get better for sure. You know, I think that there's a lot of work to be done in a lot of spots probably, and that's one of them. But, you know, I think that group has it in them to improve.
Yeah, well, and I agree. But I don't know. It just – Did Houston put a lot more into this? Was there any conversation in the press box about how they were running more ones out there, or did they go out and just try a lot harder? Not with Deshaun Watson, obviously, but did they go out there and just try a lot harder?
It was a little bit. If you're a Chiefs fan, that's dispiriting to watch Brandon Weeden pick you apart. It's one thing Deshaun Watson's going to do it. That's bad enough. But now the backup quarterback is doing it too. So that's the thing about these preseason games is teams. It's like a football bowl games in college. If some teams come in sometimes with different agendas, different attitudes about what they're going to try to get done. And so teams are sometimes you catch one team doing a little more than the other. I don't know if you can say that was the case last night, that Houston wanted it more, schemed more, or anything like that. I think a play here and play there, and the Chiefs might have played them a little more evenly, but those are the kinds of things that decide games. It's a handful of plays in the NFL decides the game, and Houston made all those last night.
Yeah, they did, and again, it's just one preseason game. So what emphasis do we look for next week? Like what you know, does this make it more important for them to have a good showing in the following week?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Pat Mahomes presser after the game, but I think he was kind of frustrated. He knew he wasn't going to play a little more, but I think he was frustrated that he didn't get to play a little more. I think he's really eager to get out there and play more next week in Atlanta and try to get some more things done. I think he was kind of, I don't know what the word is, not embarrassed, but just sort of, hey, this is not how we wanted to start kind of thing. So he didn't like to be asked about two series and two punts. You know, he wants to get a touchdown or at least a field goal attached to his name here. So I would think they might try to play with a little more purpose next week in Atlanta. But, other than that, it's just the guys playing a little more. And I know, again, Mahomes, I think, is pretty eager to get more playing time. I think, you know, whatever he got, 10 snaps or whatever it was last night, certainly wasn't enough for him.
I like what you had to say there. He struck me last night as a guy who recognizes he's been given rock star status without ever playing a concert, you know, think he wanted to go out there and live up to it. Now that's, you know, I think he's a bright guy, and I think you have to be a bright guy to recognize that the stature that you're being just handed you, but I think he's a guy that wants to go out and earn it. Can we take it as a positive, the fact that with that mindset, if I'm right in that assessment of his mindset of what he's wanting to do, I almost repay the fans for their love and adjuration without him ever having, you know, with only one win under his belt. Can we take it as a positive that he didn't force it? He didn't try to create a bunch of big plays that weren't there and throw the picks that so many people have been predicting for him, that he was at least able to hold his water and not implode. I mean, he's got to make plays. He's not been given this job to go out and throw 14 touchdowns and have, you know, five interceptions and just not kill the team. He's going to have to make plays on down the road. But do we take it as a positive that he didn't try to create a big moment when it wasn't there?
Yeah, I mean, that's the last thing you want him to do is to try to force things. But, you know, he kind of said this himself after the game. You know, he's here because he's a big play quarterback. I mean, the Chiefs didn't make this move so he could be Alex Smith, too. I mean, they wanted a little different dimension to their quarterback or a different dimension to their quarterback. And he's going to have to be that guy at some point. It doesn't have to be every week. It doesn't have to be every time he drops back to pass or anything like that. But, you know, they're going to have to get some of those things out of him. And, you know, he said all the quarterback things about taking what the defense gave him. And that's fine for a start. Let him get his feet wet a little bit. But you're going to have to see him air it out. And I'll go back to that play that Andy Reid referenced after the game. I want to see how that would have turned out. I mean, you know, would we be talking in different terms right now if Demetrius Harris had thrown the block he was supposed to throw and given Mahomes more time? Because, maybe that would have been a touchdown. It's one of those deals. I think he was kind of frustrated that play didn't develop Mahomes. I know Andy Reid was. So just with the bigger sample size in Atlanta next week, I think we'll have a little better idea where these guys all stand.
Yeah, and Mahomes even said, you know, our offensive line did a good job, but he's not going to sit there and say that they didn't. But I think you mentioned the frustration of him not wanting to prove his worth, but I think he also had the added frustration of knowing there were a couple of plays, that one in particular, that were there. If he had just had another half second, he could have gotten it done, and it didn't happen. So don't you agree that's part of that was a good deal of the frustration he showed?
Yeah, for sure. And you know, going back to what Sven said a minute ago, he's got a 0.000 batting average attached to his name for the preseason now. I think as we speak, that's eating at him. I think he's really bothered by the fact that they had two possessions last night and had to punt twice. So, you know, it's just a start and all that. But I do think maybe there'll be a little more sense of purpose again next week.
Is it important for him to show something somewhere in these first four preseason games?
Well, I think it's important to the fans. I mean, I think that might be where that might buy him a little more, make the honeymoon a little longer if things don't go well early in the regular season. But I've talked to enough players right now in the locker room where they believe in him. And normally with a young quarterback, I think you'd say, well, you know what, he needs to win the guys over in the locker room. He needs to get a little something done then. And even that, this being said, it's still not a bad idea for him to do that. But I think he can go out there and they can struggle a little bit in Atlanta next week and maybe even the week after that in the third preseason game. And guys are going to say, hey, you know what, we're still good with Pat Mahomes. So it's always important, I think, but not as much maybe in this situation, I don't think, as there otherwise might be for a young quarterback.
Okay. Does he need to play more? Right, they're going about the rhythms the same way they did with Alex Smith, but he doesn't have the body of work that Alex Smith had. Even when Alex Smith got here, he doesn't have that kind of experience. Is Andy Reid perhaps making a tactical mistake and not giving him more work?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he'll get more next week, maybe the whole first half in Atlanta and then into the third quarter in Chicago the week after that. So I think that's enough. You know, you don't want to subject him to injury any more than you have to, and you know that has to be a consideration in the preseason. So now I think the Chiefs will be good. I'm not, again, the offense isn't where I think the focus should be for frustrations among Chiefs fans right now. I still think they'll be okay once the bell rings, but defense is where I'm starting to wonder a little bit. Small sample size last night, so that to me it might be a better test. That might be the better gauge for the Chiefs defensively next week against Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Okay, came with some pretty good firepower. What do you got defensively? I mean, are we going to see the same things we saw again last night, or are we going to see a little bit of improvement there? That, to me, is I'm more interested in seeing what happens on that side of the ball next week.
We're talking to Adam Teicher, Chiefs insider from ESPN.com. I want to ask you about the backup quarterbacks, but just on one last thing, and I know you took it to the defense, and I agree with you, the defense is the more disappointing thing. Because I feel like we've seen enough of Andy Reid to know that he's going to scheme up. When he has an opponent, he'll dissect him and give Patrick Mahomes some plays where he can really shine. I think that is coming. But on the subject of playing more, you don't want to get him hurt. But can we agree on this? If you're not going to play him more, let's not be talking after week one or two. If they come out, it's a rugged six games. If along the way they're sitting at 1-3, like, we don't want to be listening to Andy Reid say, well, you know, he really hasn't played that much, because there are snaps that are available that he's not giving to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, to me, that excuse goes out the door when you trade Alex Smith. I mean, you had a veteran quarterback. You had a guy with plenty of experience, and you decided you were going to move on. And I'm not saying that's a bad decision. I think that's the right decision. But don't use that excuse early in the season that he hasn't played a lot. I mean, I'm not expecting him to be Pat Mahomes to be in week one or week two what he's going to be 3-4 years from now. I'm not expecting that at all. But don't use that excuse right now. I mean, you coach him up, get him ready. It's not like he's a rookie. I mean, he was around all last year, played a lot in the preseason, some certainly in that one game in Denver. So I don't want to hear that from them. I don't think they'll trot that out either. I think they'll coach him up as best they can and try to work through some of these, these interceptions and things we're seeing in training camp. And I think they will. I mean, I think Pat Mahomes would play reasonably well, probably better than maybe you'd have the right to expect as a first-year starter right out of the bat. But, you're right. A few extra plays can help him out. But, don't forget they get some of that in camp, too. I mean, it's not the same as a game for sure. But they get a good load of work on the practice field every day. So there is that as well.
Three new guys in that quarterback room. What did you think of the backup quarterbacks?
Chad Haney made the nicest throw of the night, I thought, from the Chiefs quarterback, the touchdown to DeMarcus Robinson. So, there's that. He also threw the pick, too. So, that's something that he's got to fix. I like the that was a beautiful throw to DeMarcus Robinson. I mean, he put it right where he needed to throw it because the Houston defender was kind of in the passing lane otherwise. So it was a great throw. The other guys, Chase Litton, that was a nice debut for him, albeit against a bunch of guys who are going to get cut, but still, nice drive that he led down the field, and, too bad for him that the Chiefs couldn't punch it in at the end, but, I think he's shown enough that you want to keep him around. I would think the Chiefs would at least want to keep him on the practice squad, this year. I think there's enough there where you might want to work with him. Certainly if you kept Tyler Bray around 5 years, you might want to keep Chase Litton around at least for one.
I think Henny was the more impressive of the two, but are we sure Henny's the two over McGloin? I know when he came into the game and all, but neither one of their resumes are overwhelming. And are we sure that McGloin is the three? I mean, I think most people feel like, well, Litton wasn't drafted, you get him to the practice squad, but we've seen that maneuver not work a number of times. Are we sure that's how it's going to go? All three, the two vets behind Mahomes, and then the practice squad, or could it be a little bit different and one of the two veterans be gone?
No, I could see Chase Litton making the team. Yeah, I could see him being the third guy. Yeah, for sure. I think Chad Haney will be the number two. I don't think that's negotiable. I think he's pretty solid as the number two guy. So it'll be Mahomes, Haney, and then one of those other guys. It's just a matter of which way the Chiefs want to go. I could see Chase Litton making the team. And if he does, Matt McGloin will be the one who goes.
All right. Any other lasting impression that came out of this game or anything you're definitively looking for in the next one against Atlanta?
Just some of the stuff we talked about. I mean, I'm wondering if Eric Berry's going to get involved next week and Reggie Ragland and Anthony Hitchens. And it's not too early for that defense to start looking like an improved defense. They don't have to do all these schematic things, and they don't have to, draw up all these exotic blitzes. But I think it's time for them to start showing some things, that things are going to be a little different than they were last year. So that's, again, we've talked about this a lot, but that's the side of the ball I'm really going to be focused on in Atlanta, to see who plays and how much they can get done against a very high-powered offensive team.
All right, Adam, we'll let you get back to work. Great stuff, buddy. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely, sir. And talk to you later.
All right, Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. We'll talk some more Chiefs when we come back. Take some more of your phone calls. I know we left a couple of people hanging. You can hit us up on the Twitter, at Soren Petro, S-O-R-E-N-P-E-T-R-O. 913-381-0810, the phone number. And we will give you a chance to chime in. Cover a couple of other things from the game that we have not gotten to yet. As we continue to talk Chiefs football, we'll talk NFL football and get the perspective from an outsider. Coming up in the noon hour, where we will turn to Sporting News' Vinny Iyer and talk about their 8-8 prediction for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's coming up in the noon hour. We'll take a break. You're on the program.